Welcome back to In the Moment. One of the biggest challenges facing South Dakota is a shortage of skilled workers. The state is working on ways to teach teenagers about potential career paths and to get more of them into the workforce. SDPB's Andrew Bork takes a look at how the state and communities are creating ways to solve the problem.
After 40 years of work in the food service industry around Huron, Todd Peterson is changing what's on his menu.
There was just one day I woke up and said, you know what, I just don't want to do this food service thing anymore.
In a year, he'll graduate from Mitchell Technical Institute as a licensed practical nurse. The Build Dakota Scholarship Program is paying for Peterson's education. It pays for his school cost if he agrees to work in the state in his field for 3 years.
It's absolutely amazing, and it's a great thing for the state of South Dakota that they're doing this for these skilled positions.
Peterson's doing what's best for him because healthcare is one of the high-demand career tracks in South Dakota. Others include technology, accounting, and engineering. Marsha Holtman is Cabinet Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. She says many communities struggle with the same problem.
The businesses fairly consistently, if it's in a small town or a large town, are saying that we need a skilled workforce. So you'll hear us going back, you know, to that phrase a lot in our conversations.
Other states are facing similar problems. As chair of the Western Governors Association, Governor Dennis Dugard has made improving a skilled workforce a priority. During an association meeting in August, Dugard said a shift in the post-recession economy is creating changes to the demand for skilled labor.
But if you look at the 11.6 million jobs that were added since we bottomed out, 11.5 million, or 99% of them, have gone to workers with at least some college education. So high school is no longer enough, especially for the vast majority of high schoolers who graduate with no job skills beyond their college readiness.
Skilled workers are getting better jobs and making more money. Julie Brookbank is associate to the president at Mitchell Technical Institute. Brookbank says they've placed 99% of their graduates over the past 5 years. She says the technical education system in South Dakota is important in developing the state workforce.
We work closely with the governor's office. We work closely with the newly seated South Dakota Board of Technical Education. We work incredibly close with employers all through the state because they depend on the technical institutes to provide the skilled workers that support their businesses, their industries, that do the day-to-day work.
While state leaders focus on adapting the workforce for future needs, South Dakota already has the fifth highest workforce participation rate in the nation. 69% of people over the age of 16 are working. That's 10% higher than the national average. But Labor Secretary Holtman says there's been a decrease in kids aged 16 to 19 who are working. She says it's concerning for a couple reasons.
Those first jobs teach us a lot of soft skills. Sometimes they give us a clue into what we want to be and what we don't want to be when we grow up. And it helps businesses have the workers that they need. So I think there's so many positives that come from kids working that we just need to find a way that we can balance modern day teenage life and demands with some learning experiences in a workplace.
The adult workforce is also changing. Holtman sees more businesses teaching current employees new skills.
Maybe the technology is changing or the workplace is changing, so they need to upskill their existing employees. So we're seeing a lot more interest in that as well.
The state's trying to be more responsive to industry needs by getting skills certifications done faster. Holtman says apprenticeships are another way the state can satisfy demand for skilled labor.
The great thing about that model is the employer has a worker right away that they're training specific to their industry and their company, and the individual is earning money while they learn.
The state may also introduce career options for students as early as middle school. That could include a variety of programs, from career counseling to work experience. Holtman says the state needs more resources for school career counseling services.
We really need communities to be able to tell their students what opportunities are available in that community, what businesses are there, what industries are there, what kind of skills they're looking for. And then when kids are planning for their futures, they really know what's available for them right at home and do that community by community, but then also do it statewide.
South Dakota's Career and Technical Education Program offers over 700 courses and instructs more than 27,000 students in grades 7 to 12. The Belle Fouche School District is one example. Eric Anderson is the Career and Technical Education Instructor there. He says there's been a shift to career readiness education in schools.
The focus is now trying to expose kids to the high-demand, high-wage jobs that are out there that may require a four-year degree, or it may only require just some specialized training directly out of high school. So the big difference is now, instead of a college-for-all mentality, we're trying to expose kids to more avenues that can lead them to a career that they have a job available and it pays well.
Anderson teaches several construction and architecture courses at Belle Fouche High School. Part of that curriculum includes building homes. The kids build the house, and a partner foundation takes care of the rest. In the process, students get hands-on experience and a 10-hour OSHA certification, which they can take to a variety of jobs. Belle Fouche High School has other certifications as well. Labor Secretary Marsha Holtman says Belle Fouche is showing other communities how to close the skills gap and build housing.
And I think it's been a really successful model that could be looked at by other communities.
The program also shows kids a variety of career paths. Teacher Eric Anderson says too many kids leave high school with a limited understanding of the options for their future. He teaches kids about the cost of education and the income they can expect from various degrees.
How do we get kids to understand what they're going to need to do in the future? Well, we've got to provide them with really specialized, very relevant, and very career-oriented learning experiences.
And that's what Todd Peterson says he's getting in his nursing program at Mitchell Tech. As he begins his next career in healthcare, the foundation of new skills he's learning excites him about the future.
Even as an LPN, the opportunities are going to be endless as we progress through the years because of the medical field expanding and going in so many different directions.
Peterson says his new skills will help him keep pace in a field that's changing rapidly. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Bork in Sioux Falls.
If you want to learn a new skill or need help searching and applying for a new job, visit sdjobs.org or stop by your local Department of Labor and Regulation office.